Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Well, folks, Antonio T. Smith Jr. is doing it again.
He's done it again.
Yes, he has, giving away so much knowledge just to help you succeed, walk out of the middle class, become a multimillionaire. He is giving away his book just for you.
The name of that book, The Richest Man in the Trash Can. You want to make sure you get this book. Here's why.
If you are someone who is tired, frustrated, irritated, day-to-day schedule of waking up, going to work, going back home, going to sleep just to do it all over again, not being able to spend time with your family. You just got married, you just had kids, or you take care of your parents and you're not there to do it. This is the book for you.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This book is free 99. Yes, you heard me. Free 99. Yes. All you us for free.
Yes. Free 99. All you have to do is just pay shipping and handling.
That's it.
$9.95 just to get your free book. This book is a life changer. I'm trying to tell you guys, everything in this book is what Antonio taught myself and Grace that enabled us to retire. Yes, we are retired and we haven't even hit our 40s yet.
Woo!
I'm just saying.
I got a few months to go. Don't worry about it.
Shh. Don't nobody need to know that, girl. You don't look it.
That's it.
Go get it. Go get it and walk yourself out of the middle class into the life you deserve. Walk yourself into abundance. Abundance is freedom, and this book is your journey out.
You can plant better.
You can dominate.
I've been doing some interviews for the sales position that we have open, and mm-hmm. I want to see if there's a way I can improve on it, or if the way I'm doing the interviews now is good. And then also, the 250.
Speak freely.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. This is the 250 sales that you know that's constantly, you know, occurring on my mind. Say, hey, you know, not stressfully. Just saying, you know, I want to get this done, because what you told me yesterday that really helped. You know, and you know, I've been saying, hey, okay, do this. You know me, and so when you say, hey, tell yourself, I'm not doing this until I get this done, because that's what I normally do, you know, so I can stay focused and get myself in the zone. I'm not going to eat until I get this task done. So that really did help me. So that's what's been on my brain.
So am I to assume that you have executed one of those three plans that we surmised yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Which one did you pick? One, two, or three?
The three, because that goes with, I'm not doing this until this is
done. Oh, well, then that's you're going to see great results then. You're going to see great results. What that is you organizing yourself, but it's also you denying short-term gratification for a goal. That is, you're not stopping 3 feet from gold. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah. You put you right in alignment with Think and Grow Rich, so you'll be good there. Outstanding. Let's back up to the first thing you said about the interviews. You ain't got to do nothing different, because technically you're not doing the interviews. What you're doing is you're separating the wheat from the chaff for me.
Mm-hmm.
You're separating the wheat from the chaff. If y'all don't understand that, traditionally, when you do wheat, or, you know, you harvest wheat, it has chaff. The chaff is not edible. The wheat is. And what would happen is, you would go to an outside place, push your basket. Now, let me just pause here real quick. If you read the Bible in any sort of way, I'm about to make two of your scriptures make sense. I'm about to make two of them make sense. You go out to an open place, and then you throw up the wheat, and then the wind would blow the chaff away because it's lighter than the wheat. And then the wheat would fall back down. Now, this is where I'm going to make some stuff make sense. But you would throw it up, the chaff would go away because you don't need that, and the wheat would fall back down. I want to make two of these things make sense. In your Judges chapter 7, Grace, when Gideon was in a wine press separating the wheat from the chaff, that's impossible. You can't do that in an enclosed building. You need the wind. You can't separate the wheat from the chaff without the wind. Do you understand?
Yeah.
The reason why the angel says, you mighty man of valor, while he's hiding indoors doing an impossible job that he needs to do outdoors, now that makes sense. Because he was separating wheat from the chaff inside. You can't do that. That's why the angel would speak confidence over him when he wasn't confident at all. Also, when you would separate the wheat from the chaff, it would fall into the bucket. Now, the problem with the bucket or whatever you have is air, it's not what you want. You want wheat. So what you would do is throw it up in the air, the chaff would go to the side, and then it falls back down, and then you would press it down. Help me, somebody. Then you get you some more wheat. You would throw it up in the air, the chaff would go down, and then you would put it in the bucket, and you would press it down. Mm-hmm. And then you would get you some more wheat, and you would start the process over again. But the problem is you can't eat air. So what would you do? You would press it down again. And then you would get you some more. And then it would get to the top, but you understood the top wasn't good enough because the top had air. So what would you do? You would press it down. And then you would shake it to get the air out. And then you would throw some more wheat up in the air, and the chaff would go down, and you would press it down again. And then you would shake it to get the air out. So if you ever wanted to make sense of press down.
Shaking together, running over. Come on, really.
All right, there you go. That's what they were doing with their blessings, you understand? Mm-hmm. And to make it even make more sense, the only people who ate meat were kings and priests. Mm-hmm. So if you weren't a king and priest, which that's 1% of the world, 99% of the world did not eat meat, at least not people who lived inland. They did not eat meat for the most part. They couldn't afford to do so. So bread was life. I am the bread of life. You understand? Just making it make sense to you. I'm just trying to make some stuff make sense to you. All right, now let's get more started with. So you're just separating the wheat from the chaff for me. That's all you're doing. You're just separating wheat from the chaff. So you don't have to. You just go with your feelings. Just
okay.
You ain't got to do nothing. Make it up. I'll do the actual interview.
That is what I've been doing. All right.
Yes. You know the culture and me enough that I don't want anybody who doesn't have whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. That's obvious enough. Anyone who knows me, you got to have whatever it takes because I am insane. And there it is. So we know that. Outstanding. The theme of this message, well, if you're just joining us and did that way too late, then basically this is our morning meeting. So it's your first time here. Then if you don't know what's about. If you've been here before, you know we're building the company for sure and how we stay recession-proof and all that other good stuff. The middle class is the enemy. You are better than the middle. The enemy of good is great. Enemy of great is good. There we go. The enemy of great is good. Fight for prosperity. Fight for prosperity. I'm going to keep saying that every morning to align your thoughts. If you're fighting your leader, I'm not saying that. I'm not throwing slugs in that. But you don't fight your husband. Don't fight your spouse. Don't fight your leader. Don't fight your God. Fight for prosperity. And it is a fight. Don't let nobody tell you anything else. It is a fight because you're going to have enough escape velocity. Poverty is a pool. And poverty is going to continuously pull you. And you have to have enough speed to jump out of poverty. That's just facts. Napoleon Hill understands that so well that he puts it first in his book as burning desire. You have to have enough burning desire to let you have enough speed and continuation in that speed. And then he knows continuation is so important that later in his book, he talks about persistence. Okay, everyone's prosperity has one voice. Everyone's saying the same thing. We just use different words. It doesn't matter how the words come out. Napoleon Hill said burning desire, persistence. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I say be willing to die for it. Prosperity has one voice. When Susan says something to prosperity, you've probably heard it before. It's probably just your first time receiving it. It doesn't matter if she say it, I say it, Phil say it, Grace say it, Deanna say it in different ways. It's all the same thing. Prosperity has one voice. It just comes out in different vocabularies, right? For different people. That's all it is. Now, the theme of this meeting is content. Let's rewind real quick. Economic disruption happens about 6 weeks ago. The first thing Antonio does is 5X to 10X his content. Has anyone noticed that? It's crazy. There's more that I wanted to do, and we haven't gotten around to it. We're coming back up to that. Why would I do that? Antonio, why would you do more content? Well, it's pretty simple, y'all. Because right now, if people don't want to be sold to regardless, people don't want to be sold to in prosperity. Y'all do. Y'all have businesses, don't you? You know it's hard to sell. People don't want to be sold to in prosperity. Imagine how much they don't want to be sold to right now. Okay? Okay, thank you, Grace, for reminding me, because this is actually a perfect point to do that. People don't want to be sold to in prosperity. So imagine what it is right now. So I'm going to have Phil read this quote real quick, and I'm going to leapfrog off of that to everything else I want to say. Go ahead, Mr. Phil.
All right, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir.
I just got a notice over the phone. The U.S. economy is officially in recession. The first quarter went down 4.8%. Just came over the phone, which to me is good news for us, because that just makes the pool to do things and to make differences and to stand out even greater. So we're very thankful. This is out of a book called Saving America, and now I'll put /India. How garage entrepreneurs grow small firms into large fortunes. If you don't know the cause, you won't know the cure. Governments do not create jobs or determine the future of the economy. Consumers do, empowered by firms knowing what consumers will buy. Understanding what causes jobs is the first step is creating more jobs. And this book is about people who create jobs, bootstrap the economy, and enlarge the prosperous middle class. A nation cannot expect economic health unless it understands what causes economic illness. Jobs and the economy are not the same. The economy generally means gross domestic products, the monetary value of goods and services produced in a nation. The economy can be good, but jobs bad, a truth often ignored or confused. The job of creating, building small ideas in the middle or large firms. Jobs are also created investing in successful entrepreneurs, but do not expect to build a fortune as an investor unless you understand what causes successful entrepreneurs.
Fantastic. What causes professional entrepreneurs? I'll keep your hat in that part right there. Thank you, Phil. Thank you very much. And Phil just made me check my phone, and yeah, I got the same notification. I didn't even see it. Now, let's back up in Phil's quote real quick. There is a difference between economics and job creation. I'm going to be of the minority here, and not because I'm a chocolate man. I mean of the minority opinion. I am going to tell you very quickly, with confidence, most would not agree, that from 2008 until now, the economy, the jobs were never good. We gave you the illusion of economy being good with many other factors. I won't say that. So concisely, we never gave y'all good jobs since 2008. We increased the economy with a bunch of minimum wage jobs. Texas being the forefront of that. Texas never really felt the Great Recession too much as most other people, because we have enough millionaires, resources, and just Texas is Texas. But we opened up a lot of $7.25 jobs, a lot of $9 jobs. I'm going to tell you of the minority opinion that until listen, I'm going to say regular people, so excuse me, let's say labor force, until the labor force wages increase at the same rate of CEO wages, we're going to continue to repeat this cycle. It now costs.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. Amen to that. I'm glad you got it. Until the labor force wages increase to that of the CEO, we're going to continue to repeat the cycle, and it's just going to get worse and worse. And each economic disruption is going to be more catastrophic than the next. And I'm not telling you I don't mean to be doom and gloom. I'm just saying we seem to not be learning from our mistakes more and more these days. I can look at an economic cycle from 2004 till now, and we're doing the same stuff. It is incredible what we're doing. We traded real estate loans that caused the Great Recession in 2008 globally with student loans this time. We literally just traded. What we did in real estate, we did to 18-year-olds. Insane. Absolutely insane. But, you know, hey, whatever. And healthcare is still an issue, but we'll let that go for now. The last thing Phil said is pretty much what causes new jobs? What causes great entrepreneurs? What causes a great economy? Content. And I know that sounds weird, but it is not. Was that the case? I would argue that content has always been the case of what causes a successful entrepreneur. Before we knew to call it content, I would argue that the only reason MTV took over the world, or Apple, let's go Apple, took over the world, is because they did a fantastic classic first commercial. The only reason MTV survived, because if you're old enough, video artists did not want to do, excuse me, not video artists, music artists did not want to put videos for their music for free to the public. They did not want to do that. They thought people would not buy the albums because they watched the videos on TV. That's actual truth, I promise you. And what happened? The super explosion of album sales. The only thing that ever killed album sales was Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs did that single-handedly with Apple, with iTunes. Steve Jobs single-handedly killed album sales with iTunes. That's on Steve Jobs. What do you think about that? Let's go back before TV. Radio was content. They would have voice actors and narrators put out fantastic commercials. People would sit across their radios as a family and listen to tales. There was one story, this is true, so good, about an alien invasion. Who remember? Y'all too young for this. I know some older folks remember this. An alien invasion. They told the story so good in America, and how the aliens came down, and it was war, and it was gunshots, and people were screaming and crying. It was a show that just came out of nowhere, but people thought for 2 days America was under attack. The newspapers had to address it. You remember that, Phil? That really happened. Content is that powerful.
And yes, I remember it. Yeah, yeah, I definitely remember it. Orson Welles.
Yes.
Yes.
That
people
really happened.
On the front part, yeah, it was good. But Antonio, mm-hmm. I know we have a community here that respectfully disagrees with each other from time to time.
Yep.
I'm here to say that it's context is the important part, because content,
yeah,
we can all get content. You are expert at Googling and coming up with content. It's can we make it relevant to the person or the organization that we're sitting in front of, so they say, boy, I could use that. Here's some of my money because I need how you've taken that content and made it relative to me so I can use it to benefit me more money. You're giving me more benefit than the money I'm giving you.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Actually, so when I was saying content, I was assuming we all have that context understanding, but we do not. So I'm glad that he brought that out. I'm very, very glad. I'm very, very glad. It is the context, because you have to make this content relevant for your audience, which is what I started off with. It's why I increased my content. I didn't just increase content. I increased my content for relevancy. I opened up my daily meetings and made them for the public so you can steal. I didn't say don't do it. I said steal. I'm encouraging you to. That being said, there's a lot of other things that I've done. But Deanna, I'm coming.
Antonio?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
No, you're right on what you've done. I mean, that's really the right thing. There's a group I'm working with called the Table Group, and they're the ones that did this organizational health. And they sell to major corporations huge consulting contracts, and their sales process is go in and give a morning of free consulting based on any problem that the company wants them to work on. And that's how they sell, because they figure if after a half day, them helping that company in whatever they want to help them at, if that doesn't convince them to do business with them, then they're not the right customer and they move on.
Yeah.
So you're doing exactly, you're taking your resources, and just like, what does Coke spend to remind us that they're still around? Billions. You're just getting out there in the terms of a marketing perspective, so people keep going, seeing this guy come up, said, man, I got to check this guy out. And then once they check it out, then hopefully we can capture them and then let them know that based on where they are, we can help them in whatever areas they want to be helped in.
And that's it. That is, if you have to check out, you can check out the meeting now, because that's it. That's it right there. That's what I wanted to focus on today. I said it a couple of meetings ago, actually a couple of weeks ago at this point. If you haven't noticed, I'm focused more on brand than sales. Y'all remember me saying that? I said about 2 or 3 weeks ago, it's more about brand than sales. This is where the content is coming in, and I'm about to refocus on that. Let's talk about the recession gifts that I have. There is a link. Someone get that link, pull it up, put it in the chat for me. There is a link of man, I don't even know how many flashes, to be honest with you. I don't know. Maybe I could share my screen and make it a tad bit simpler. Send me the post a link or we'll go from there. Maybe I could share my screen. That being said, push that out. I'm talking to my team, and just that's free. Give it away. I would rather lose money and be branded as a helper and then gain this money back 2 or 3 years from now than to try to get, let's see, a year's worth of money now and be out of business 2 or 3 years from now. And I just said a whole lot. I'll repeat it and I'll make it more concise in an Amazon way. I would rather lose money to be relevant 2 to 3 years from now than to try to get a year's worth of money and be out of business 2 or 3 years from now. You're going to see a lot of people doing that. There are a lot of billion-dollar companies, million-dollar companies that people see taking the Paycheck Protection Program. That's it. That's here in America. I know we got different countries here, but that's here in America. And they're ruining their brands. They're just absolutely ruining their brands. That you can't take from Simone forever and expect Simone to keep shopping for you, with you, right? You just can't do that. You just absolutely can't do that. So let me just show you this recession thing real quick. It's free. There is no gimmicks. It's no credit card required. It's not one of those try my program free for a week. Yeah, I've heard that before. Try my program free for a week. No, it's lifetime free. It's lifetime free. Here we go right here. This is what it looks like. I just want to show you the class that hopefully lets me show you. So here is me view all courses. Yeah, there we go. How to multiply my money, replacing your expenses, monetizing your podcast, business system masteries, laws of money 1 and 2, laws of wealth 1 and 2, conference 100K, both conquer the crisis summits. Yeah, remember those? Yeah. And how to dominate the recession, which is pretty awesome. Now, and of course, you see coronavirus in that graphic. Grace did these graphics, y'all. Grace and Deanna, who did it? Both of y'all did these graphics, right?
Right.
Yeah. I think Phil's clapping for you. Yeah, yeah. These graphics are awesome. Yes, yeah. These graphics are awesome. Yeah, Grace. I know Grace did these over here, but yeah. Well, I know for sure this one. But yeah, they do these here. I try not to do too many graphics no more. I got good people for that. Now let's see if I can open this up. Let's start from the bottom. How to dominate the recession. Ah, good. Give me a class breakdown. So here you have this many classes. So 10 in day one, 8 in day two. Breaking down our sales calls. So we show y'all sales and happiness calls, and we explain it. Then we break it down. We write down your first emails, first 10 emails. So what was your first email? 10 emails look like? Podcast essentials, even though we got a whole other section of podcasts. And then the agenda, so you had to click on, figure that out. How to create salaries for your business. Three things you need to be focused on. Russell Brunson, self-liquidating offer. If you know how to create a self-liquidating offer, then that will literally keep your business forever. It just means you're getting customers for free. That business system pays for itself. My next level of business, I'm giving away secrets. And then I come back the next day and give away more secrets. But here's my problem. Here's how I'm dealing with it. Psychoanalysis, you can read for yourself. Even how I'm snatching from T-Mobile and doing T-Mobile Tuesdays. But, you know, we'll get on that in a little bit. Another thing, that was Dominate the Recession. So let's go with, and these classes are, you know, 10, 15 minutes, well, actually some 30 minutes, whatever, they're manageable. Laws of Money 2, just, you got to go through them. You got to go through them yourself and see it. You got to go through them yourself and see it, and they have text and notes for each one. It's just fantastic. Also, let's go with Business System Mastery. Yeah, they do these graphics well. How do I help my 65-year-old dad extend his retirement? Who would like to know that information? Exactly. I just retired at 65. How can I extend my retirement? Because they're not extending my money. Help me, somebody. I don't want to go be a Walmart greeter at 65. No disrespect, but that's not what people actually want to do. Not even extroverts. What are the things I could do to double or increase my income? In the corporate world, I got a job. I'm an essential worker. How can I double increase my income so I can invest somewhere else? Scroll down. Building products that earn six figures. How about that? How to make a $100,000 product and a monthly service. How about that? Building a $200 product to get six figures. That's pretty cool. I like know how to do that. Building a mobile video game.
And I have not forgotten about that, sir.
It's a billion-dollar idea. It's a billion-dollar idea, right? All this stuff right here. So we'll just stop there. You have to go there and get the rest of it. But that's there. It's there for you to see. It's more. It's a bunch. It is hours and hours and hours. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I'm sipping out of a fire hose.
Fair enough.
So what I'm thinking is people take just the names that are in your phone and call them up and say something like, hey, I partner with a business university that really want to be of value to the community. And they've offered this complimentary class on how to survive during the recession. Are you near a computer? Get them to go to the computer, get them to call it up, and then go through the list. And what do you think you would want to listen to? And go through the list with them and have them pick out a few and say, great, here, our gift to you, thanks.
And that's a fantastic strategy. It's worth the phones. Grace, I mean, you're going to do that today?
Say it again, sir.
Go ahead, Phil. Phil's teaching. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what we did with the Les Brown Institute. We made sure that we got them to a computer so they could see, visualize the classes that they would be getting and see it. So, I mean, you can take the lazy way out and say, here, I'll send you the link and hope they look at it. But the best way is say, are you near a computer? No. When will you be near a computer? Well, tonight at 6. May I call you tonight at 6? Sure. And then go to how to get through the recession and then just go down those lists and say, which class do you think would benefit you the most now? We'll take a look at it and then let's talk. Or take a look at it and we're giving it to you freely because we truly, this organization, this business, online business university is committed to making a difference on the planet. And if we can help you, that's what we're here for. And just work the phone.
Oh, I heard him.
I got Indiana. Him. Trying to unmute.
Yes, I heard him as well.
All right, and Reggie. That's it right there, right? It's just your cold call approach and run it. It's what you're already doing. Got me?
Not cold call. Start the numbers in your phone.
Yeah, start with the numbers in your phone, but I meant the approach that they already do.
Yeah, and then if you have to go to phone. If you have to go to cold call, you working the numbers in your phone, get your momentum, get your rap down, you become better. When I was selling bank stocks, I would run 15 to 20 appointments, in-home appointments every week. But I still noticed that my Friday, Saturday, and Sunday appointments were always a little bit better than my Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday appointments because I'd get back into the groove. It's like an athlete, the difference between the first quarter and the fourth quarter. They're like two different teams because they get into a groove, they get into a rhythm. And that's what you have to do when you're making calls or when you're doing appointments. You know that if you're taking some time off, you got to get back in the rhythm.
Yeah, that's facts. Especially me, let me tell you that. I am a rhythm shooter. Rhythm, got to get into that rhythm. Rhythm for sure. Yeah, definitely. All right, so do that. Take that, run that. That's how you run that. Y'all need to take that back to your companies. What thing can you give away for free that has considerable value? And call people. And then now they're your free customer, give them value, and then over time, they become a paid customer. Brand over sales. I cannot stress this enough. Brand over sales. I've been saying it. Let me quickly remind y'all of some stuff that I want to reinforce. That was right. The recession. I want to reinforce that. Do we ever get the people start emailing you yesterday about the volunteers, Yana? I never got with you for the 90-day business thing.
Four people who emailed me. Well, three that's people who need. Emailed me, and one we already okay.
That's all. If you didn't email, they didn't email. They made it easier for me to pick. We're moving on, right? We're moving on. Let's see. Grace already brought up 250 sales. I want to also remind you. I decided the $59.99, that's where the 8 book's gonna go, not the $19.99. I'm putting the $59.99. The 8 books are gonna go to $59.99. Now, the rest of the meeting is dominated into two parts.
Antonio, one second. Oh.
Say it again, Catherine.
Yeah, sorry. I think it's your meeting. I forgot. But I was just like I joined yesterday the last 3 minutes, and you were saying about this pick up 90 days. So I don't know. If there is a link to read about that, maybe.
Fair enough. No, there's no link to read about it, and I don't want it to be one to read about it, but I'll re-explain what's going on since there's some ambiguity there. We've been about 3 months, this is 4 months, so about 6 months ago, I mentioned to Deanna we need to start a 30-day challenge, our own version. And I was thinking of the One Funnel Away Challenge by Russell Brunson to give him credit and props. His One Funnel Away Challenge is he's got his experts, two commas. What's two commas, Grace? Is that eight figures or ten? He has two comma club.
Seven.
It's two comma club plus some other folks, all millionaires. What they do is they sit down and he got the best funnels from the best data. And then you go 30 days and you learn how to do all these secrets. And then after these 30 days, you should be efficient enough to be self-sustained in sales funnels to do something great. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. And it's a $99 buy-in. And in fact, the way he's doing it, the person doesn't even get, you don't even get, like that money doesn't go to him. Whoever recommends you would get that $99, right? It's kind of like that. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. So shout out to Russell Brunson for that. I told her we need to start something similar because I know business. And I know people are one business away from being a millionaire. Just you can find that right one, that right business system, that right product, right congregation, and make those right changes, then you can push yourself to seven figures without a doubt. I know that. I know it for sure. I know it because I know business. This was 6 months ago. What I then did, and I've been thinking about it, we thought about it, we kind of planned it out, and it was 30 days, and I decided yesterday, or we decided yesterday, no, it wasn't, day before yesterday, in another call, we took someone, is she on this call? She on this call, Deanna? So we took someone who's not on this call. I don't see her.
No, she's not.
Okay. Took someone who's not on this call, but normally on this call, and she was asking a bunch of business questions. And so we decided, well, you know what? We'll launch that program now. And we'll use you, and you can get all sorts of free, instead of me coaching you like you need, I'll just coach you even super better than what you need. And then we'll put our whole team behind you. We'll start your business from left to right, all the way through. Left meaning zero, right meaning $1 million, all the way through, or as close to at least having $1 million formula, et cetera. Then I told Deanna in that same call that y'all didn't see, I said, well, I tell you what, let's go get two more people. If we want to help, let's go help at least two more people. And so basically, Catherine, one of these elements of this training course that we're going to do is going to be a 90-day blitz from day zero to your business to day 90. And we're going to build, by the time you leave there, you would have an efficient, not effective, but an efficient $1 million business system in 90 days. We're going to make sure we do that. It is not difficult. I know how to do it. I could do it far less than that. It is not difficult. Get that done in 90 days. And we're going to pick three people. Now, the whole thing isn't going to just be this. There's going to be more stuff. But I wanted real customer interaction and real questions for one segment of this thing. And that's where those emails came in there. So if you want free mentoring business or whatever you want to call it, if you want free for your business, it doesn't matter what the business is, it doesn't matter what your product is, because sales is sales, marketing is marketing, brand is brand. Like, that doesn't matter. It can be, you can be selling needle and thread. I'll make it work, right? It doesn't matter whatsoever. If you want free business coaching, like literally me and Deanna, few other people going through making that work for you, then email Deanna. Deanna, put your email in the chat. Catherine saved y'all, by the way. Because I showed closed.
You asked something I didn't get.
No. She's, I'm going to give you her email right now. Deanna at theatsjr.com. That's Deanna.
Yes.
Okay, got you. That's, well, let me just do it for people that's only listening to audio. Delta Echo Alpha Uniform, November Alpha at theatsjr.com. theatsjr.com.
So
say it again, Catherine.
Have you been a spy, like Alpha Omega?
Yeah, I used to be a spy. So, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So if you want that, and it doesn't matter, maybe you're releasing a new book and maybe you want $1 million business for your book. Now, we're going to pick from the people who email. I'm not saying everyone is going to get there, because it costs well over six figures just to even have that much access to me, right? This is free. Won't cost you a dime. And deal. And I just got a private message. Let me fix that right now.
Hey, Antonio, while you're doing that, in The Prophet, the TV show, he talks about the three P's. There's the people, there's the process, and there's the product. He says those are the three things business are built on. And then when you work a list, I always encourage people, they put the list and put it in rank order. Here's my best prospect. Here's my second best prospect. Here's my third. And then flip the list. Call the worst first, because that'll help you just practice. And it's like pregame. It's like the preseason. You call the worst prospects first, because you don't care if they get in anyway. You already think they're the worst prospects. And it gives you an opportunity to practice as you move up the scale. And then when you get to the people that you think are the best prospect, you've already got your rep down.
I like that. I like that very much. That works for me. I got no problem there. Deanna, I am sending you some things there. And that people, how do you say it, field people process product?
Yeah, what he does is, and if you haven't watched the TV show The Prophet, it's excellent. He goes in and analyzes businesses and fixes them and invests in them, and absolutely fantastic show. But he focuses on every business. He focuses on the three P's. He focuses on the people, he focuses on the process, and he focuses on the product.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Well, good then. So I know what to do from there. And of course, that's actually almost similar to my, what did I say? You need three things to be a millionaire. You need serve people, product, and business systems. That's actually pretty similar. And I didn't read that in no book. I got that getting punched in the eye from the universe. Punched in the face, you know, bam. And your plan ain't good enough. What the hell I need then? Bam, right? And stuff like that. You get punched in the face enough, you learn how to duck. You learn how to duck, that's for sure. Good stuff. Email that to, email your submission to Deanna, and we'll pick from you. We may even pick more than three people. Shoot your shot. Shoot your shot. 90 days. The only requirement that I have, this we're going to try to do. I'm going to try to do this in literally 90 days. Everyone's going to be inconvenienced. Everybody. Everybody's going to be inconvenienced. The only, in order for you to be on, though, it's going to be, I'm obviously going to do it over Zoom, but I need your camera on. I need your camera on, all right? So just be ready to have your camera on. We will adjust fairly for your region, country, or time zone. We will adjust fairly. All right, we will adjust fairly for your region, country, or time zone. I don't have to say this to everybody, but I'm going to say it anyway. I know people like Catherine, like Phil, will wake up at 4 a.m. and do this. I'm not saying that's the time. You understand? I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, I know for sure people like Satish will wake up in the morning and do this at 4 a.m. You understand? Because if we get people from different countries, that's what it's going to be. I don't want to be up at that time. Well, I'm already up at the time, but I don't want to be working at that time. And I'm an introvert, siphoning my energy, but I'll ask you, and I'm not talking to the Satishes and the Fields and the and Susans and the Justins. I'm not talking to them. But some of you who have this complaint that's too early, do not apply. Just don't apply. Okay? This is not the thing for you. Just do not apply. You do not have whatever it takes. And I'm not going to pick you. I'm just going to tell you that straight up. Okay? Just don't apply. If you have that complaint, don't do that. Just watch it when it comes out. And then you can do it at your convenience when it comes out. There's no skin off your back, no skin off mine. I'm only going to pick the people that got whatever it takes. Why, Antonio? Because I need real people doing real homework and dying for their companies. You understand? Or their product or their book system or whatever it is that they may be. Does that make sense to everybody? You can just raise your hand. If you think I'm hard, you have no idea how hard I can be. I promise you, I get worse than this. Right? It's whatever it takes. It's whatever it takes. If you don't have whatever it takes, then I really can't help you get to where you need to get to. Okay? I'm not saying it's going to be 4 a.m. because I don't control my calendar. But if Deanna say, well, we got somebody from India and we got people on the East Coast and these are the high quality people that you're looking for. So, Antonio, the only way that I can do this properly is if you wake up at 3 a.m. because at 3 a.m, it's 2:30 in the afternoon in India or something like that. And it's the only time we can get it done because I've looked at everybody. Then I just got to get my ass up at 3 a.m. Do you understand? That's just the way it is. You get it? It's for 90 days. Do you have what it takes for 90 days to change someone's life or change your life. That's just what it is. Do I want to wake up at 3 a.m. and start extroverting? No, there's nothing in my introverted body that wants to do that ever, ever. But Satish, how many times have me and Deanna been on a phone call with you at 3:30 or 4 a.m?
Many times. Many times.
Didn't even cut the camera on, y'all. Didn't even cut the camera. I ain't even brushed my teeth and I'm on this call. I just got up. Yuck mouth talking about software. How bad do you want your people to have software, Antonio? Bad. But get your butt up at 3 a.m. because this is the available time. You understand? This is what it is. Did I want to do that? No. Would it be a cool story to tell after we're billionaires? Yes. Yes, it will be. No one cares. Let me tell y'all something. The championship team that won the championship does not care how hard the season was. All the losers care. Let that be a lesson to you. Whoever won the championship says it was worth it. Everyone else who lost, especially second place, saying this was for nothing. You understand what I'm saying? That is another book. You sure right, Carol. You sure right. And I don't ever want to say this was for nothing. Reggie's so stupid. If y'all don't know, my favorite basketball team is the Indiana Pacers. So he just sent me a private message talking about the Pacers. Yes, yes. Get you, Reggie. And I meant the other word. All right. There's so many different meanings we have to have. So just have whatever it takes. Just have whatever it takes. Apply. As long as you're willing to do 90 days, because I need to get it done in 90 days. Why do I need to get it done in 90 days? Because here's what I want to do. This is just fair. I don't want to tell Phil, hey, here's this program. In 90 days, you can do this. But me and Carol took 6 months to record it. That's not fair. This program must have integrity. You get it? It must have integrity. I can't tell you in 90 days, but I took 6 months to record it. If I'm going to expect, I have to be able to say, all right, people getting this, this is 90 days, and we have to actually be on the 90 days. And believe me, I'm busy. I might kill a whole, Deanna, you have my permission to kill a whole class for 90 days. We'll bring it back if needed. I don't know what that class, I don't know. I don't know nothing. You got to talk to people. So whenever y'all try to get with me and say, hey, can you make some time? I can never make time. I don't know my schedule. I send you to Deanna for two reasons. For one, I'm not stupid. I don't want to get in trouble with my schedule. Right? That's just common sense, Carol. I don't want to get in trouble with my schedule. You know, so I won't get in trouble. She's working it perfectly. Two, I don't know. I do what she tells me to do. I don't do what I want to do. I do what she tells me to do. That's it. So you go and go to her. So that's it there. That's the 90 days. So Catherine saved y'all. She reopened it up. But it's closed today. At 5 p.m. Is anybody on the West Coast? We're going to make a West Coast. 5 p.m. West Coast time. We're going to make a West Coast. West Coast America. So what is that? That's 7 p.m. for us. No, we're going to make it. No, we got Pam Norris, don't we? She's not on the call. We're going to make a Pam Norris time. She's Pam Norris 6 hours behind us. I'm being nice. She's 6 hours or five hours. So 10 p.m. tonight, Central Standard Time, it's closed. That's 5 p.m. Hawaii time.
And we're I think up that's to seven. Fair.
They're not stupid. I understand. I would have been up to 17. I would have put my name in the hat too. Especially since I explained it better this time. They know how to seize the opportunity when they get one. Ain't mad at them. All right, good stuff. May take you all, may not. I don't know. I'll look and see. I'm not looking for the quality of business. Let me tell you what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, do I believe this person is going to stick through 90 days? That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. It's not, you can have, your business could be in shambles. That actually makes you more valuable than, you know, someone with perfect business. Your business could be in shambles. It's not. So if you haven't applied because you have low confidence in where your business is, no, that's a conversation in your head stopping you. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone that's ready to change the quality of their life. Now, am I saying if you miss one day, you can't come back the next day? That's not what I'm saying. Things happen, right? Things happen. Things happen. But you know, if you got to go to the hospital, you got to go to the hospital. You understand? We just had that happen in our own core yesterday. So it happens. Believe me, it happens. It happens. So we understand that. But you got to have whatever it takes. Accidentally, or I guess from the universe perspective, it's like the sixth time I've said whatever it takes. Please know that I mean that. I'm talking about business now, not this product. The people in this company who follow me, which I'm grateful for, they all have one understanding that I am willing to do whatever it takes to get it done. And I will step on an obstacle to get that done. I will crush that obstacle. I will go around an obstacle, or I will blow that obstacle up. But whatever it takes, that is what's going to get done. And once I'm locked in, it's over. It's actually one of my strengths. I have this crazy level of focus that makes me extremely compulsive and competitive. It's insane. It is. Sorry, but I'm never going to change. It's not going to change. And anyone following me closely, they're the same way, whether they want to admit it or not. Because like attracts like. You should probably build a team that is willing to do whatever it takes. And if you don't have that as a CEO, you need you a strong COO. Strong. Reggie just texted and said, I've seen it. Yeah. I will absolutely obliterate something or someone in my way. I will. I absolutely will. You need to have whatever it takes. You need to build your team that way. Somehow, I walk this line of being an extremely caring, crazy, sociopathic CEO. Somehow I walk this line. I don't know how I get that done. All right. But I do. I do. Deanna, this is to everybody, and it was just crowd involvement next. So we got that out the way, right? That was my, what was supposed to be short review, but Catherine saved y'all. Good job, Catherine. Universe wanted more people in. I've been talking about a new Q&A show for how long, Deanna? God dog it. You let Gary V beat me to it, too.
Man, you've been talking about that since last year, the beginning. No. It's been a few years now.
Let me tell you what happened. Phil fooled around and mentioned it yesterday. And let me tell you something. You can't mention something to Prosperity. I don't go check it out. You understand? I'm not going to let Karen. I ain't doing that. If you say, ooh, I read this book. Really? You did? Let me write that down real quick. I won't even tell you I'm writing it down. I'm just, you're not going to read something that's making you money. I'm not going to read it too. I just told y'all I get locked in, focused, competitive, right? Me too, damn it. Me too. I'm coming too. So Phil mentioned Gary V and stuff, and I remember seeing it. I saw it on my YouTube, and I hadn't clicked it. I went click the dang old thing yesterday. I said, that's what I was talking about. God darn it. So guess what I did? I went to my little morning meeting note, and I said, I want my new show up.
Antonio?
Go ahead, Phil.
Sometimes infinite intelligence delivers its messages to more than one individual.
Facts. That is true. And we got plenty of documented history of that, too. Mm-hmm. Plenty of documented history of that. The good thing is, and I'm so glad about this, this is what I actually told myself, I love Gary Vee so much, so I have no problem with him having that. I'm going to have to tell. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. I have no problem with him doing it whatsoever. Anything, you know, there's no competition. But at the same time, the universe likes speed. Gianna, we're getting this up as fast as possible. Here's what I want to do. Now, Gary V's, I'm gonna say this, but it's actually low-level thinking when I say it, but I'm just going to say it for illustration purposes. He's probably going to do it better than me because he's got a plan and stuff. I don't really have a plan. That's not how I want this show. I have another show that I have a plan with. I just want a list of people applying every day with their questions, and then we jump on Zoom and I answer their questions. Now, we can do that either I just answer it, but I'd much rather the person be on the Zoom call. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And just have people queued up and waiting. In a waiting room, you understand how you said it? Like all that stuff queued up and waiting. Yeah. And I could spend about an hour a day answering questions. That's what I want to do. That's my plan. I don't have a plan. I want it to be as free as possible. Now, why that sounds like I don't have a plan, because I don't. That is the truth. That's not really what it is. I am better. If you think I do keynotes well, you ought to see me do Q&A. I do Q&A better than anything. And it's not that I get better ball for it. It's because I'm so much, remember that illustration I gave you to say, I got plank knowledge, not chauffeur knowledge. And there's stuff in me that your questions pull out of me that I don't even notice up there until you answer it. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, Q&A, that's my favorite part too, because if I'm giving a presentation, I basically know what I'm going to say. But when you're doing Q&A, they pull out things. It's like improv. It's like improvisational comedy. You never know where you're going to go next. You got to be on your feet. You got to be antennas up. You got to think in terms of opposites. The Q&A is my favorite part.
Yeah, you and me both, brother. You and me both, definitely. And that's real because – but the only reason – the only people who like Q&A that much are practitioners, is what Gary Vee would say. You cannot have surface knowledge and then have a question come at you. Because people are going to ask, so why do aliens exist? Wait, what? Wait a minute. I didn't see that one coming. you know, stuff like that. You got to have some serious knowledge to do that. So I want that set up. Diana, I want that complete today. It's easy. You're going to figure a time. You understand what I'm saying? But I want the structure is, it's the distribution that's the problem. How are we distributing these questions? What's the bridge? To me, build a bridge out to them, and how are they coming back to the questions, and how are they coming back to face-to-face with me? You know what I'm saying? The bridge, we know the plan, them, me, questions, answers, but the bridge needs to be built. We know Zoom is part of it, but how are you – But what's going to kill it is how are you going to keep putting the information out there? What congregation are you going to get the people? You understand? Is it email? Is it text? Are you allowing other people to say, hey, pass this number alone? Is it a number to a number? Whatever. You get it?
You should definitely do a text campaign for it as well. I know we've already started doing the social media campaign, but you should also do a text your fans campaign as well, so they'll know, so they can send questions in, so we can have questions to get
let's walk it out. So this is a good teaching lesson here. You're absolutely right, that should be an addition. But there's so much there that's not said. I send a text out. Forget the copy. Forget what it says. What's the method? I know the method is me sending a text out. That's the hook or the bait. What are they catching on to? You understand? Are they emailing their questions?
Yes.
But if they're emailing their questions, I'm not saying that's wrong, but that creates – anything you decide is going to create another problem. So let's all right. So I want everybody to listen to me, because this is business. This is why most businesses fail right here. I'm already anticipating the breaking down of this system. It's too easy to break down. It's too easy. Out of sight, out of mind. That's one. Write these down for me and check, Grace. Here are the things that are going to disrupt this problem. So this is fantastic. Out of sight, out of mind. But if you post on social media, the algorithm is going to kill you regardless.
Okay.
So while you think you're doing a good job, the algorithm says, ha-ha, you should have paid money.
Gotcha.
Just because y'all post your business does not mean your 5,000 friends saw that. If you let Facebook have its option, 50 of them saw it. Ah, starting to get it. Ain't everybody's going to see that. It's 50. 5,000, it's going to be 50 out of 5,000. So that's another thing that's going to kill. So I'm not saying you wrong. I'm saying your plan is trusting way too many platforms. We don't trust nobody. Somebody learning here? We don't trust social media algorithms. We don't trust that. We don't trust that. So what is the most efficient way to, right there, you know, if I punch, if I telegraph my punch, if I do this and then punch, you can duck. But if I move in a straight line, you can't duck. And most people, because they see TV, soon I'm ready to punch, they dip and then they punch. But if I just, it's over, right? There's a whole video with Michael J. White teaching that, but they also taught me that in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, so it doesn't matter. You should know, I want to give a direct punch. So when I send this text, my question to you is, I'm not concerned about what is being said.
Mm-hmm.
How are they responding? Catherine actually brought it up when she said, hold on, Antonio, re-explain. You get it? How are they responding? Step one, what's the call to action? Give me the first call to action. I send a text message. What does their call to action look like? What does their response to my call to action look like?
Them sending their question to, oh, wait, okay.
No, that's good. That's fine. Listen. There's no wrong here. Anything you say is perfect. Just know that this is fantastic business here. Anything you say is perfect. You just need to know that every decision has an unintended side effect. Every decision. Your perfect decision will have an unintended side effect. Go ahead, Phil.
Great entrepreneurs think, okay, what's the worst case scenario? Okay, what would I do if that happens? And what can I do to limit the chance of it happening? And that's what you're talking about right now.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. That is exactly what I'm talking about. Exactly. So this is great training, y'all. This is great training. They respond with email. Okay, no problem. They email their questions.
Mm-hmm.
And the email gets to you. And then what? Am I answering? Wait, let me not lead you. And then what?
And then from there. So that leads me to a question for you. Do you want to set aside specific times on specific days to do it? Or do you want me to schedule it once, have a set schedule once a week for it? How do you want to, answer multiple questions during the week or multiple questions one day each week?
Well, that last question is easy. It's always going to be multiple since we're talking about being most efficient, right? We were talking about, you always want to be super efficient with always multiples. I'm looking for words, but I don't need to. If you always want to do 10 things in one session, then one session stretched out 10 times. You know what I'm saying? You always want to do that. So definitely multiple. So if I can get 20 questions, then I want to answer all 20 questions. You get it?
Okay.
The reason I would want to do that is because human tendency will kick in. If I got 20, let me tell you what's going to happen. I know what's going to happen. If I got 20 questions, I answer one each time. You know what Grace going to do? Well, shoot, I got 19 questions ahead. I'm good. But if I slaughter all 20 of those questions and it's zero, now it's pressure again. Y'all listen to what I'm about to say and get ready to talk to y'all. The most uncomfortable company in the world to work for is a winning company. I just said a lot. The most uncomfortable company, there's a meeting every day. There's pressure every day. The most comfortable company in the world to work for is a dead one. There's no meetings. There's no pressure. There's no expectations. You show up when you want to show up. There's no customers that make you uncomfortable. There's no customers that are asking for things. That's a dead company. And you can take that company, you can put it to church. Take it from church, you can put it to a nonprofit. Don't matter. If it's dead, it's comfortable. If you're winning, it is extremely uncomfortable. Get it? It's party time. No party time. All right, Jenny, you should ask me a question.
I think you answered it. So instead of doing once a week, as the questions come in, I'll just schedule I'll schedule a Zoom call for, let's say you get 10, let's say between Monday and Tuesday, you get 20 questions. So I'll reach out to all of them and let them know, send them the Zoom link Wednesday at this time, you know, be ready to ask your question. Here's the login information. Instead of, okay, every Wednesday at this time, this is so they'll know, okay, I know my question is going to be asked on this day. So let me, you know, so instead of scheduling it once a week, like schedule once a week, I'll just schedule it like as we get so many, get it scheduled so you can answer them. And if I have to do that like twice a week or three times a week, so is that okay for you, or how would you prefer that be done?
Oh, man, I ain't got no preference. As long as it's good for the end user, you can decide what you want.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as it's good for the end, as long as they get value, as long as they get value, as long as it is also feasible for how you run things and my schedule, and as long as they can actually get the answer to their question, then you run it. That's up to you. That's what you're the chief operating officer for. Just make sure the end user's answer needs to take priority over my ego or preference.
Got it.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that right there. And my internet cut out over here, so that's why you can't see me. But yeah. Now, what was I going to say? Are they getting on video with me, or am I just answering their questions?
I think it'll be better if they're on video with you so you can have the interaction with them.
Good. Sounds good to me. Outstanding. I like it. Sounds good to me. All right. Last thing. This is easy. Deanna, remember I told you what I told you we need to do after every last one of these calls? See, out of sight, out of mind. It's my fault we haven't done it. But if you don't remember it, now you got to share some of that responsibility.
Yeah,
do you remember?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh. I want to shoot a video after every last one of these.
Oh,
meetings.
Yes.
Yep. Makes sense now, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I want to shoot a video after every last one of these meetings. That being said, I want the name of that content to be called If I Owned a X. Grace, I need the graphics. If I Owned a, and then in quotations, X. This is what I want to do. I want to put out content that says, give me somebody's name on the call right now because I can't see them because my internet. It's Carol. Raining real hard, so we must got Carol. Carol owns a coaching. Carol, what do you own?
It has to do with mind, body, and soul. So it's coaching, but it's about health and well-being.
All right, then. So this is what I would. This how I want my content. This how I want this 5-10 minute video to go. Deanna, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Grace, you listening? You can't do the graphic without listening.
Yes, I'm listening.
Outstanding. If I owned a and an X, and the X is whatever is the person that I'm talking about. Okay. If I owned a health and wellness business, go ahead. Somebody say something.
Oh, no. Go ahead. Okay.
If I owned a health and wellness business, focus on mind, body, and soul. I want to be able to go. Yeah, you push play. Hey, everybody. Tony T. Smith Jr. here. If I own a health and wellness business built on mind, body, and soul, one of the things that I would do in this economic disruption in the middle of this recession, and we're clearly in a recession, is I would start telling people what happens if I needed to go to the hospital right now. That's what I would do. And then the second thing I would say is, my kidneys just failed. How can I walk myself back to prosperity with kidney failure, to going to the hospital, paying bills, taking care of my family, and running my company? Or maybe it's not kidney failure. Maybe I'm suffering through depression, mind, body, and soul. How can I, with massive depression, figure out how I'm going to continue to run my country, run my company, and serve the people I need to serve the proper way? In this video, I'm going to answer all three of these different scenarios. Number one, you see what I just did?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do.
Okay.
And I want to pick different companies, different elements, different nuances each time. That's what I want to do. Can thou dig it?
Yes, sir.
That's what I want to do. Good stuff. That is it for me. I will have to figure out. But Deanna, right after this call, do me a favor and log into my Xfinity and see how long this outage is going to last. That would be most excellent.
Gotcha.
Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you learned something. I really did. Grace, I need that graphic today. Deanna, I need that bridge built today.
Gotcha.
And we got our names. Well, that's not fair. At 10 o'clock tonight, we'll have all our names. And from there, we will go and be excellent. Fair enough?
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody, I sure appreciate you being here. I do my very best to give you as much knowledge as possible. That very last thing I said, you should probably steal. If you're trying to figure out how to make money during this now recession, because it is enough evidence to say that I could say recession comfortably, even though I've been saying it comfortably for the last 2 years, now that we're here, everyone's trying to figure out how to make money. Now, you can go and say, hey, my name is Steve from the UK. I want to sell you something. You can do that. Or you can go, hey, my name is Steve from the UK, and I've been hooked up with a millionaire friend of mine, Antonio, and I've just been so inspired. And from the inspiration, I thought of this inspiration. I would like to do a video each day, each week, helping you with your business. No charge. I just want to help you out. The first thing I want to talk about is coaching. Now, the difference between therapy and coaching is a vast difference. Therapy is moving backwards. Coaching is moving forward. And then go on and on and on and on. That's focused on your brand. And if you put out content that is contextual, as Phil said in the beginning, if you make sure that content has the proper context for your audience. So there's a video that I did when I used Carol Company. Is that contextual for Justin? No. Is it contextual for Carol and all the Carols out there? Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. And you keep going and you keep going and keep going. Can Justin learn something from that video? Absolutely. Of course he can. And at least he could be a fan or respect the fact of what I'm trying to do out here in this universe. Either way, that's how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. Focus on your brand. This is the most perfect time during this economic disruption to focus on your brand. Your brand will sell. If you focus on your brand, remember, I started this call off by saying that people don't want to be sold in prosperity. Now that they're scared to death, people ain't trying to be sold. Now, that doesn't mean they're not trying to spend. Money will still get spent, period. We're going to spend money by the trillions. They just don't want to spend it with you. Now they're going to spend it on what they think they need to survive. And your brand should position yourself as a company to make people think that they need you to survive. Did I make that clear, Deanna? Yes. I can't hear you because I can't see no camera or nothing.
I'm not sure. She's still on, right. But okay.
Did I make it clear, Grace?
Yes.
Outstanding. Maybe we're actually two houses away from one another, so it's probably an outage in her area now too. So it's definitely an outage there. That just proves it's an outage. Nevertheless, ladies and gentlemen, that's what you do. That's how you take it. Keep your mic unmuted, Grace, so I can hear the background so I can know I'm in there.
Okay.
That's how you do it. Do something. Do it as fast as possible, as good as possible. Right now is the best time ever to be putting out as much contextual content as possible. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. Appreciate you, everybody. Love you more, Phil. I'm sure you put that in the chat. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for being here. We will see you when the internet cuts back on. All right, everybody. Talk to you later. Grace, you probably got to end it. I'm not sure if you already know this, but you're already absolutely perfect. You're already absolutely great, and you're already living in massive abundance. The most important things that you have is not what you have. It's not what you do. It's what you know. Because the people who do know what you need to know to lead the middle class, they're in the top 1%, and they control 96% of the world's income. 97% of this world is trading time for money, and that is not the way to become rich, it's not the way to become wealthy, and it is absolutely not the way to leave the middle class. There are 7.8 billion people in the world right now, and they all want to learn how to make money and how to leave the middle class. But the way to become a master at anything is to learn all the rules and then bend them to your favor. Right now in this world, there are 2,057 billionaires. Right now. So if you think becoming a billionaire is impossible, that's 2,057 people that have already proved that impossibility incorrect. And if you think that's crazy, there are 46.8 million millionaires in the world, worldwide right now. Now think about that. 46.8 million millionaires, and that number grows 1,730 millionaires every single day. Money is everywhere. You don't need to max out your credit cards. You don't need to borrow from granddad and grandma. Just look behind me. Look at all the wealth sitting behind me in this junkyard. It's insane how much money is everywhere, and you don't need to go out there and beg, borrow, and steal to get it. You just need to know the rules of making money and how to leave the middle class. Essentially, all you need to know is the algorithm of making money, the rules of making money. All you need to know is what to do and how to do it, and you can leave the middle class. Any industry, yoga, golf, underwater basket weaving, clipping fingernails, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is know how to do it, how to get it done, and then find somebody that'll teach you how to do it, how to get it done, and you will be able to leave the middle class. If you're not getting my point, it's real simple. Whatever you have up here, as long as you understand the rules of leaving the middle class, as long as you understand how to get money, you can take what's up here and get wealthy from what you already have. Right now, the very thing you know up here is already being searched 1,000 times a second on Google. Someone right now, actually 1,730 people right now, are gonna become a millionaire from the stuff that you have in your head. Why can't this be you?
I mean, it's 1,730 people with your ideas that are no better than you, that are going to leave the middle class, become a millionaire. Why are you not next? So how do we do this? How do we take what you know and apply it to objective money-making secrets and then allow you to leave the middle class? How do we take you from where you are and let you escape to where you want to go? So how do we make all this money, or take all this knowledge from the Warren Buffers, from Elon Musk? How do we take everything that everyone before you has done, and how do we take all of that and then put it in your head so you can leave a legacy for your family? My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. 32 years ago, I lived in a trash can. That's right, from 6 to 14, I had no running water, no electricity, no anything, and somehow I'm in the top 1% today. Not because I had the right background, not because I had a silver spoon in my mouth, simply because being homeless made me learn how to make money. I retired when I was 29 years old. I'm more than likely younger than you. I'm one of the top 1% income earners in one of the richest countries in the world. What I learned how to do when I was 6 years old was learn how to generate enough money to eat some cookies so I wouldn't die to death from starvation. From there, I learned how to go from cookies to a meal. From a meal to clothes to shelter to everything else that supplied my necessary needs. When I was six, I was forced to learn how to make money. And now that's what I'm gonna do and help you do. I've seen amazing results. I have my own economy. I've homeschooled my own children. And I wrote a book that teaches you every single thing that I know about making money, every single thing that other people know about making money, and most importantly, all the stuff that we don't tell you. Because the truth is, and you know it like I know it, the most honest, the most hardworking, unselfish people on planet Earth live in the middle class. Yet, your honesty, your unselfishness, your devout religion-going self is not enough to get to the top 1%, and that's not fair. The second half of my life has been not about how much money I make, but how I will be remembered from all the money that I have made. And I've been trying to teach everybody how to get out the middle class. I'm the crazy guy, famous on the internet for trying to create 100,000 millionaires. I've created 8 so far. I got a 9th one on the way, all the way from India. That's pretty cool. And what I want to tell you is something very simple. It's been hard. It's been absolutely hard to help people leave the middle class, not because of the people, because the system would rather keep you being someone else's money instead of you having your own economy and having the money come fine and flow to you. It was frustrating because I knew that anybody can make money. And if you knew what I knew, you would change your life. Over the last few years, I've built a large following of over 500,000 people every month that pay me to actually, for me, to give them advice. Well, that's been exciting for me. And the cool thing is, I've created thousands of six-figure earners. I've created millionaires. I've created people who can live their dreams and hold on to their legacies. And now my eyes are on you to create you to what you need to be great. I have been teaching my principles and these principles to hundreds of thousands of people around the world, every country, all continents, and anyone who has taken them seriously, written them down, and applied them have a 100% success rate of leaving the middle class. I've taught these secrets to my following and my inner network, and I've watched them go from 4 figures to 5 figures, 5 figures to 6 figures, 7 figures, all the way to 8. Everything that I've ever learned, everything I've ever learned from millionaire mentors, billionaire mentors, and everything I learned from being homeless, and everything that got me into the top 1%, I have placed inside of a book. To date, it is the longest book that I've ever written, the most best book that I've ever written, and that book is called The Richest Man in the Trash Can, and I'm offering it to you today for free. This book is gonna show you how to become wealthy into the top 1% and leave the middle class. This book is gonna give you a step-by-step plan if you're 30 years old, all the way to 70 years old, how to get into the top 1%. If you're a teenager, how to get to the top 1%. If you're a millennial, how to get to the top 1%. It's going to teach you how to make six figures immediately, teach you how to get to $1 million immediately, and all that good stuff. Plus, I'm going to give you the 36 objective laws of leaving the middle class. Plus, I'm going to give you every last one of my secrets that have made me rich. You have to understand that leaving the middle class is the most important fight that you're going to have in your life. To be honest with you, and you can kind of relate to this, it almost takes $450,000 a year just to be broke in America. And that's just in America. If you don't leave the middle class, which is actually an illusion, then you are going to have a really hard time. Think about it for a second. Most of you are going to be watching this are going to be baby boomers, and you've been sold a bad check. They lied to you. Your retirement was not enough for you to live comfortable, and I'm going to give you this book for free so you can figure out how to triple your retirement and then quadruple your retirement, and then, as Grant Cardone would say, 10x your retirement so you can live the life that's worthy of you. I want you to remember that leaving the middle class is the most important battle that you could ever face in your entire life, especially for your family. So consider this video, this book, your friendly tap on the shoulder. I want to send you a free copy of this book because I believe that abundance is your birthright. I believe that abundance is freedom. And I believe that this book is right for you. In fact, I believe in that so much that I will send you the book for free. All you have to do is cover the cost of shipping. I'll eat the cost. I'll take the loss. And all you have to do is get the book and dominate your reality right now and apply the principles so you can be the best person for your life that is yours. Fill out the form sitting right there to the right. Go ahead, dominate your reality. I can't wait to send you my book. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to have you as someone that's been on the journey with me. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate.
Our next guest is the CEO of a Facebook competitor. It is called MeWe. It is a next-gen social platform with a focus on privacy. The company has surpassed 5.5 million members. CEO Mark Weinstein with us now in a Fox Business exclusive. Welcome to the program, Mark. Glad to have you with us. So why the focus on privacy? You are taking advantage of Facebook's public stumbles?
Well, Deirdre, I'm one of the guys who invented social networks, and social networks were never invented to be what we call now surveillance capitalism, which is what Facebook is. Their members are not customers to serve, their data to sell and data to target. So it really, MeWe is a fully fledged social network with all the features people love. The privacy is our privacy bill of rights. We don't sell your data. We don't target you. We don't mess up your news feeds. We have a freemium business model, so everything you love is free, and you can, traditional capitalism, great capitalism. You can spend money on in-app purchases, or you can just enjoy the free service. There's nothing, you can't be targeted for your vote or your opinion. It's social media the way it was meant to be.
So then, Mark, honestly, how do you make money? Because we all know when we use Facebook, it's free for the user, but we know because we are not paying that we become the product. So that Facebook is gathering data on
us,
right. And I think some people even say Facebook isn't a social company, it's a data company. But then how do you make money? Are people paying your company for subscriptions?
No, it's very important. MeWe is free forever. But now we know that the freemium model works, and we're doing great with revenue. We have 2,800 free emojis, but we've got great custom emojis, custom stickers.
So live people voice, pay live you video for those.
Is a pay option. Right, and live voice, live video, secret encrypted chat. MeWe pages are $1.99 a month, but you reach 100% of your followers all the time. So for $24 a month, you don't have to boost anything. So if you have 500,000 followers or 5,000 followers or 10 million followers, you reach everybody. At Facebook, you reach 5%. You got to pay to boost, and then their algorithm messes the whole thing up anyhow. So MeWe is really true, pure social media. It's social networking done right, and people love it. Yeah, we're growing organically with no ads, and we're not even marketing MeWe, and we're growing by tens of thousands of people every day.
So, Mark, we have some stats about your company. As you're speaking, 5.5 million users right now, which is impressive. But how are you going to keep growing that? Because one telephone is not so fun. Two telephones work. Basically, you need more people to sign up.
Well, people are signing up, Deirdre, every day. And here's the beautiful thing about MeWe. So we also have some major, major deals that are not announced with some huge influencers worldwide. But even without them, we grew 405% last year. We're targeting, you know, we actually target we'll have over 30 million members by the end of this year, over 150 million by the end of next year. We're growing twice as fast already this year. And people also move in groups. This is really, we have never seen something like this. So constituencies move to people. So many people are censored or blocked or violated on Facebook, and they all move to MeWe. So the growth is fantastic.
Quick question, Mark. You say Facebook, as an aside, should not be broken up. Why is that?
Listen, we compete with Facebook great. Snap competes with Facebook. Twitter competes with Facebook. Breaking up Facebook doesn't solve the problem that they are a surveillance company transacting data. By the way, also transacting data from non-members. They track all of us. Remember, the Cambridge Analytica CEO said they had data on 230 million adult, really every adult in America. Now, Facebook's new rules that you talked about today, that's a bunch of BS. Facebook has had rules the whole time. They break their rules all the time. That's the problem. The rules at Facebook mean nothing.
Mark, we thank you very much for the time. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the growth.
Thank you, Deirdre.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world, not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. All spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.